Texting today with Ron Scholler, the executive director of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. We just finished a field tour and had an opportunity to look at a peanut field. So kind of tell us what the crop looks like so far.
Well, the crop is looking really good. We started off very late because of the cool weather. Even the peanuts that were planted early took off very poorly because of the wet, cold soils. And so we were behind at least 2 weeks, just not all that long ago. But with this, a lot of heat and the irrigation we have in this out in this country, they've really caught up, and the peanuts are looking really good at this point.
Well, that's always the best news we want to hear. But how many people grow peanuts in our state?
We have a little over 100 growers producing about 15,000 acres. Obviously, that's not nearly what we had earlier in our history, but we still have the growers who have them are very dedicated. They do a great job with their variety selection, weed control, disease control, irrigation. So they're top-notch producers. And there's still money to be made, even though we don't have the acres that we once did.
Do you find that some folks are using peanuts as cover crops out here?
No, peanuts are too expensive to grow for any reason other than
money. Yeah, because it is an expensive crop to grow, right? I mean, it's hard. It's expensive.
It's a more expensive crop to grow than others, and it's a little more finicky. But the payoffs are greater too. It's not. Recently, we've been producing more than 2 ton per acre. Now, historically, peanut yields for run-of-the-mill farmers would be 2,500, 3,000 pounds per acre. Our state average now is about 2 ton per acre, 4,000 pounds per acre, and we have growers this year who will make over 6,000 pounds per acre. That's just unheard of. You can attribute that to a couple of things. We can attribute that to a couple of things. First of all, the varieties are so much better than what we had even a decade ago. And the farmers do a better job. They will put more time and energy and their management skills and resources into peanuts than they do into some of the other crops that don't have the potential to have such a nice return on investment.
So what's harvest looking like? It's just around the corner.
Harvest is just around the corner. We would ordinarily start harvesting, and most will be harvested in October. There's concern these days about early frost and freeze, and our caution to growers always will be that you can harvest too early. Mm-hmm. Peanuts gain a lot of their yield and their quality late in their development. So if you're talking about harvesting peanuts the third week of September, a lot of times that's not a good idea. Some will believe they need to get started, and perhaps they do. It's their choice, obviously, because they have so many to get out. But that will be done at a sacrifice. They're just not quite ready. So most of our crop will be harvested the 10th of October and after that.
So then once you harvest, you let it dry for a while, and you're hoping that's when you don't want it to rain or have a lot of humidity, correct?
We don't want freeze. Freeze is the big bugaboo for us these days. To produce, the industry demands a peanut that has not been frozen. So it's a fine line to walk. It's a tango that goes on there to get those peanuts out of the ground and dried in the windrows where they need to dry, depending on what the weather is, 2-3 days. And then they'll come in with their combines and harvest them. And then off to the market they go.
It's always a tango when you live in Oklahoma, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I've been doing this for an awful long time, and it doesn't get easier. But this is a really good crop year in this country out here in the hydro area. All the summer crops are looking really good right now.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for visiting with us. It's been a great weather day for us here, and the peanuts look good, so it's all positive right now.
All the crops look good right now, and obviously we rotate peanuts with cotton and corn, and so we're always as happy that those crops are looking, we're happy that they're looking good also.
All right, thank you so much for visiting with us.